Today is the appearance day of Sarvaloka Maheshwar, Sarveshwareshwar, Sarvatit, Sarvamaya, Achintya, Anant, Viruddha Guna Dharmashray, Akhil Rasamrita Sindhu, Nandanandan, Radhanath, Shri Krishna. To bless this planet Earth, Lord Krishna descends. How Shri Krishna actually wants to bless? Through his Nirupam Madhuri, the sweetness of his unparalleled form. Through his unparalleled pastimes, his unparalleled form, Shri Krishna wants to attract all the jivas. Shri Krishna is Anandamay, Premamay, Saundaryamay and Madhuryamay. If the bhav, the mood of the upasana, worship of the Lord, if this bhav gets inculcated in the heart, then the stream of happiness of jiva becomes unbreakable. I know whatever I said, you have not understood. Nobody understood. Okay, I explain in detail. Who is Shri Krishna? He is Anandamaya, Premamaya, Saundaryamaya and Madhuryamaya. If the bhav, the worship of the Lord gets inculcated in the heart, then the stream of happiness becomes non-stop, unbreakable. I explain more. The jivas, what do they want? What do we want? Every moment, sleeping, when we are awake, sitting, lying, standing, what do we want? Happiness. And what is Lord? Satchidananda. Now we think something, hold on to it. Not that hearing from one ear and releasing from the other ear. Hold on to it. You have heard this so many times. What do you want? Ananda. And he is Ananda. Happiness. What do you want? That someone say loves you. We say someone should love us. We should love someone. Then what I said about the Lord is Anandamaya and then is Premamaya. What do you want is happiness? He's Anandamaya. What do you want is love? He's personification of love. Premamaya. So whatever you want, he is that. Once this is understood, then the jiva will stop running from pillar to post in search of happiness. Why? Because what he wants, love, happiness, that Premamaya, Anandamaya is the Lord himself. Till the jiva knows this deep understanding about the Lord, his life will be a self-made puzzle. What do you want? Ananda, that is Lord. What do you want? Love, that is Lord. Are all problems not solved within a second? What you want, he is. So how can Anandamaya Premamaya Lord be attained? When the mood of upasana, the worship of the Lord is inculcated in the heart, in your buddhi, when this thing gets settled, that whatever I want, Lord is that, then the jiva's intense desire for relishing Ananda gets instantly fulfilled. When the bhav gets settled in buddhi, your happiness desire is instantly fulfilled and that stream never breaks. You usually say that I am happy this moment, I am sad this moment. This so-called happiness breaks off and on. But Ananda, happiness, real true happiness is such that once attained, it can never be taken away, never be broken. We have made so many kiddish concepts of happiness, within our mind. Reality is Krishna is happiness, but we have made concepts of happiness within. What is a Baddha Jiva? Conditioned living entity is one who poses conditions for his own happiness. That is, if this thing happens this way, I will be happy. If this thing happens that way, I will not be happy. So these are conditions. the person who puts conditions for happiness is Baddha Jiva. He is not concerned with reality. Happiness is the Lord. And who is a Mukta Jiva? Who is freed from all the stupid conceptions. He dwells in reality. He wants to dwell in happiness. He knows what is happiness. He dwells in the Supreme Lord's devotional service. You want to see beauty. And the Lord is, you want switching on TV, you want to see people. Why? Because you're a worshipper of beauty. And the Lord is Saundaryamaya. So your desire to see the most beautiful thing gets fulfilled by seeing the Lord. And we want our mind to be absorbed somewhere to get happiness. And the Lord is Sarvamaya Madhuramaya. Madhuramaya means He can take away your mind. So whatever you want, Anandamaya, He is that. Prem, He is that. Saundaryamaya, He is that. Madhuramaya, He is that. Many devotees thinking that we understood this to some extent. Okay. Amongst you, there will be some devotees who must have been to Vrindavan. How many of you have been there? Anyone attended Mangal Arati? Yeah, most of you. Who attended Mangal Arati? Yes, you. Martin? Samantha, you attended Mangal Arati? No. Radha Krishna's Mangal Arati, I am asking who attended. It is not possible for Martin or Samantha or Tandon to attend any Mangal Arati. Even Nand and Yashoda cannot attend Radha Krishna's Mangal Arati. How can Martin or Samantha attend? Or a resident of Germany or like you, Samantha, a French woman, how can you attend Mangal Arati? Do you know where Mangal Arati takes place? We go at 4:30. We have heard all this. Mangal Arati takes place in Vrindavan in any temple? We go. It takes place in Nikunja in the morning after Radha Krishna's have lied down little bit after they're performing their love sports at night. You consider yourself as Martin, Samantha, not even as a Sakha or a friend. Not even a Sakha or a friend can go for Mangal Arati. Not even the eternal parents of the Lord can go for Mangal Arati. So how can... If the Brajavasis, eternal Brajavasis, Nitya Siddha Brajavasis cannot go for Mangal Arati, how can you go? Only the Sakhis and Manjaris go for Mangal Arati. Sakhi vina ei lila pushti nahi hoy. Lord's most private place, Nikunja. Without relationship, the Lord will not allow anyone to enter Nikunja. And when Guru gives initiation in a bona fide lineage, genuine Gaudiya Vaishnav, who is really following Mahaprabhu as it is, when he gives initiation through the mantras, then he actually gives us a relation, the sambandha gyan, the knowledge of relation, that who you are, who the Lord is, what is your service. Here, even the Brahma and Shiva, they don't have any access. If someone says, I attended Mangal Arati, then someone may ask you, hey, who is your Yutheshwari? First question, which youth? Which group you are from? You don't know. Our Yudheshwari is Ananga Manjari. Someone may ask, who is your Guru Manjari? There is no answer. So without relation with the Lord, without any relationship, no one can enter Nikunja. Or no one can do Mangal Arati, attend Mangal Arati. And who is seeing? You, Samantha, Verma, Agarwal, you guys are not seeing. Only the Sakhis and Manjaris are seeing. It is happening on the Mangal Arati, happens on banks of Yamuna. So you, the soul, have to be in your Sakhi Swaroop, then only you can see Mangal Arati. You see your wife with some bhavana, some feelings. You see your daughter with some feelings. You see your mother with some feelings. So till some feelings, your relationship is not established. What will you see? What service can you render? And what does bhakti mean? Loving service. To love, at first there should be some relation with the Prem My Lord, which is established by Guru, by giving the appropriate mantras, Diksha mantras, Bij mantras. Attending Mangal Arati of Radha and Krishna is not a small thing. Mangal Arati is not a small thing. There are four types of Sakhas of Krishna. Sakha, Suhrit Sakha, Priya Sakha, and Priya Narma Sakha. Suhrit Sakhas are those who consider themselves as elder to Krishna. They have parental affection for the Lord. And the Sakhas are those who consider themselves as little younger, sort of a servant mood is there in them. And there are Priya Sakhas who consider themselves as Krishna's equals, you know. When they play and Krishna loses, there's a bet, the wager, whosoever will lose, he'll carry the other person on the back. So Krishna carries so many Sakhas on the back. And then they put foot on Krishna's belly. Hey, run fast. You are horse now, you run fast. So Krishna, bhakta vashyata, subjugation to his devotee, he runs fast also. Can you make Lord Narsingdev your horse to run? Can you make Lord Ram as your horse to run? No. But with Krishna, you can establish any relationship. He is Akhil Rasamrit Sindhu. And that relationship will be unbreakable. Whatever way you want to establish relationship with Krishna, you can establish. If you want to become a Sakha, know what kind of Sakha you want to become. And you can become one. Four Sakhas are Priya Narma Sakha. They are very confidential. They arrange meetings, exchange letters with the Sakhis of Krishna. And these Sakhas' activities are not known to other Sakhas. Only one kind of relationship can be established with the Lord. Decide it. You decide. Many a times people ask, how's your bhajan going? Do you know what bhajan is? If someone is attending Mangal Arati from past 20 years, does it mean he's doing bhajan? Bhajan means I have a relationship with my bhajaniya, the one whose bhajan I am doing. I know that firmly, my relationship. It is up to you what kind of relationship you eternally want with the Lord. And after deciding this relationship, whatever activities you do, chanting, reading, sadhu sangha, service, to attain that bhava, that mood, that relationship, what relationship you decide to attain that thing, whatever activities you do, that is called bhajan. Merely attending Mangal Aartis, etc. is not bhajan. You don't have to stand in Mangal Aarti. You have to stand with your bhav, your mood. That is why Mahaprabhu is saying that Gopi Bhav Kori Angikar. Without accepting the mood of the gopis, you cannot enter the Nivrit Nikunja, which Mahaprabhu's desire is. You want a place in Nikunja? Want to see the most confidential pastimes of Radha Krishna? So, first step is to take initiation from a real Mahapurush and establish your relationship with Shri Krishna, Srimati Radharani, your Guru Manjari. After this special initiation, you get sadhana adhikar, authority to do sadhana. What kind of sadhana adhikar? That considering yourself a manjari rendering service to Radha Krishna. Even if you want to become sakha, know which sakha you want to become. And even if you want to become sakhi, know which sakhi you want to become. Sakhis are of three types. Sam sneha, Krishna sneha adhika, and Radha sneha adhika. Krishna sneha means that they have more love for Krishna than Radha. Sam sneha means they have equal love for Radha and Krishna. And Radha sneha adhika, we the manjaris, we have more love for Radha. Our life is Radhani. So if we want to have a relationship with the Lord, maybe Sakha, then we should be clear of which mood we aspire. We want to become. And day and night, that mood should be meditated upon. I am Lord Sakha in this bhav. I am a Sakhi in this bhav. We should be very clear of what I really want. And we, the Gaudiya Vaishnava, those who are chanting Hare Krishna, we are neither Sam Sneha Upasakas, not Krishna Sneha Adhika. We are Radha Sneha Adhika. We the Manjuris. And the Sakhas, they cannot attend Radha Krishna's Mangal Arati. and even Nanda Yashoda cannot. But the Baddha Jivas, by Mahaprabhu's grace, if they do the right sadhana of becoming Radha Snehadika, then they can get eternal entry in Nikunja. The Kaliyug Jivas who reside in filth, they can get entry in the most purest Nikunja of Radha Krishna. Few days back, we were in Braj, Vrindavan. This devotee of ours, he met one sannyasi of Krishna consciousness movement. He is sannyasi from last 20-30 years. He told he has taken shelter in Radha Kunda, and sannyasi said that I don't know what should I meditate up myself as. Sometime I think myself as a sakha, sometime I think myself as a sakhi, sometime I think myself as a manjuri. I don't know who I am because I have no guru. That sannyasi was saying like this. Although his guru is alive. His guru is giving so many initiations even now, and he is a sannyasi himself for so many years. My heart was crying after hearing all this. Having Tridanda 20-30 years, he doesn't know how to start bhajan. Then how will ever anath nivritti happen? When will he ever have any kind of nishtha? Nishtha happens only in bhajan. First of all, one must know what bhajan actually is. Bhajan means you know you want to have a particular relationship with the Lord and you proceed on the path. This is bhajan. Merely attending Mangal Aarti morning program, ritualistic, this is not bhajan. If you do it this way, that prema is miles away, miles, miles away. You can establish any relationship with the Lord. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam stathe bhajamyaham. In sakha mode or with Ram in Vasalya bhav, any bhav you can have a relationship and can be a siddha in that bhav. You have to hold on to a bhav that I want to have this bhav. Then we have to take initiation from Mahapurush of that bhav and then hold on to that bhav for eternity. This is simple, as simple as that. With Radha Krishna, all sakhis are standing alongside. So, are all sakhis standing there? They are having darshan in the same bhav? No. We do in a totally different bhav because our Ishwari is Radha Rani. But not of all sakhis. Some sakhis are Snehadika, equal love for Radha Krishna, and they are also there. But we are Radha Snehadika, we have love. Our life is Radha Rani. So this is our ego. I am Radha Snehadika. This is your ego. I am Radha's Kinkari. So we have to develop this ego. Nourish this ego of ours. That I am this and this Manjari. My Guru Manjari is this. You are my Praneshwari Radha Rani. You have this relationship with the heart. Inculcate this bhav in your heart. At the time of Mahaprabhu, Hanumanji as Murari Gupta was being asked by Mahaprabhu to do Radha Krishna bhajan. So how did Hanuman say that I am Dasya, Das of Ram. I am firmly situated in this bhav. I cannot do any other thing. So we have to be very firmly situated in one bhav, particular bhav to serve the Lord. We have come to do bhakti. We have celebrated so many Janmashtami. Have you ever thought why you are celebrating Janmashtami? Huh? You establish your relationship with the Lord. Only then you will be coming here. Your coming here will be successful. Otherwise, Bahujanma yadi kare shravan kirtan tabu to na paaye Krishna pade premdan. Even after millions of lives, without sambandha yukta bhajan, without relationship, bhajan with knowing what relationship you have with the Lord, without this, Bahujanma, even after millions of lives, it will not be successful. And with just one life, if you do Sambandha Yukta Bhajan, you will go to Nikunja straight away. Now this Manjari Bhav is the highest. Who are the Acharya Manjari Bhav? Rup Rati Adi Manjari, Rup Manjari, Rup Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. What is their service? They are not bothered about their own Sukha. 100% focus is on the Sukha of my Savior. Never desire from inside that because of my bhakti, my health should become better, I should have this siddhi, my family should be good. Or seva should be only for the pleasure of Swamini ji, Kishori ji. Whatever we do, every second should be for her pleasure. Why do many devotees go for Mangal Aarti? If us they say, I like it for this reason, should we go to Mangal Aarti? Isn't it disgusting? Isn't that a seva going to Mangal Aarti? One should go for pleasure of Yugal, for rendering service to Yugal. Seva is rendered for pleasure of Swaminiji. Is there any difference between Bhakti and Lord? Both are supremely pure, Vishuddha. No tinge of, I like this, I am doing. This is not in Bhakti. You like the Lord, that's why I am doing. The service of Radha Krishna is very, very confidential. Abhi, the Abhishek was being done of Krishna. Who attended the Abhishek? The same youth, Sharma, Samantha, Martin, Chris. Whose Abhishek was done? Of Shyam Sundar. And who attends Shyam Sundar's Abhishek? The residents of India, America, Germany, France? No. Only the residents of Braja. The Brajvasis attend Abhishek in Braj Bhav. So, the one who did not attend in that way, the Braj Bhav, actually did not see Krishna's Abhishek done. Again, that same French, German people attended. Indians? No. In Goloka, on this very day, Janmashtami, Abhishek takes place in morning in Golok. R. Kishori ji, Swamini ji is there. So what should we think? Where am I? When in Mangal Aarti, think I am on the banks of Yamuna and Nikonja. Alright? And when Abhishek, Janmashtami is going on, where am I? Am I here in Delhi or London? No. Vrindavanam parityajyam padam ekam na gacchati. Lord never goes a step out of Vrindavan. So Abhishek takes place at Krishna's house at Nanda Bhavan. So properly meditate. You don't have to imagine. It is not imagine. You have to meditate. This is happening right now. You are in Nanda Bhavan with Radharani. And Radharani is seeing Abhishek of Krishna and you are standing with her. With those feelings you should attend Janmashtami. Externally everything is same. But internally, everything is different. There is a difference in Sakhis. There is difference in Sakhas. I told you both the difference in Sakhas and Sakhis earlier. Now, there are difference in Manjaris also. Manjis, some are very soft. Some are very... they scold Krishna like anything. Some are mild. So, all Manjis are not of same nature. Some are Vama, some are Dhira, sometimes cold. So, when Gurudev gives Siddha Pranali, our Siddha Swarup, after initiation, this special initiation, Siddha Pranali initiation, they also tell us about our eternal Bhav, that this is your Nitya Bhav with which you have relation with Radha and Krishna. So even if you are having darshan of Radha Krishna in Mangal Aarti, in Nikunja, you should know what your Bhav is. You are standing with your Guru Manjari, know the Bhav of your Guru Manjari. What is your relationship with Kishori Ji? What is your service at that time? And everything is there, described in the Siddha Pranali, given by a bona fide guru in a 500-year-old unbroken lineage from Srimad Mahaprabhu. This Janmashtami is not a fair, is not a mela like Diwali mela. One who is actually celebrating Janmashtami, the bhava, her bhava as a manjari will further increase because it's directly in Nikunja with Radha Krishna in Mangal Aarti and here in Nanda Bhavan. In Janmashtami. So the seva should be devoid of all ulterior motives. Only for pleasure of my Ishtadev Radha and Krishna. Not for our own sukh and dukh. Manjis are not concerned with the pleasure of Krishna. What to talk of their own. So their only pleasure is pleasure of Radharani. Without Radharani, Manjaris, they can't even live. They're like fish without water. Radharani is their very life. They want Radharani, Radharani service all the time. That is why Mahaprabhu is saying, Atayev Gopi Bhav Karengar. Without inculcating the Gopi Bhav in your heart non-stop, you will never be able to establish relationship with Kishori Ji. I tell you a leela to have better understanding of Krishna, Radha and your own seva. Radha and Krishna are in Nikunja. At the Kelishaya bed. So what is today's Leela? decoration of Radharani is here, etc. So Krishna will decorate Swamiji's hair by combing, and then gradually Sakhis come with different flowers, etc., various kinds of things for Radharani's Shringar. When Krishna is decorating Radharani, Shringar Ras himself is decorating Mahabhava Swarupni Radharani. So with his lotus hands, Shringar Ras, Rasraj Shri Krishna is decorating the personification of Mahabhava. By seeing this, Radharani is very happy because it is such a unique art. It is totally different when we do combing and when does Krishna does. Kesh Shringar Krishna is doing and Radharani is happy that Krishna is combing, and Manjari is feeling very happy on witnessing Darshan there. I, the Manjari, I brought the ingredients of service, and then further decorations Krishna is doing of Rasamayi. The Rasamayi is doing a decoration of Rasamayi. They felt satisfaction that I got darshan. So this is service without any kamna, desire. This thing is happening in Nikunja. So she thought, why not give Krishna some reward for his nice service? So she embraced Krishna. And what happened to Krishna? Vikar, Ashtasatva Vikar appeared in him, and he started trembling, and all the Shringar and Radharani got destroyed, disrupted. Why I am telling you this Leela? Because your role is very important. You have to learn how to render service. Without understanding, how will you render service? Now Shringar was done, reward was given, everything was disrupted. It reached the same stage as it was earlier. So what does Radharani do now? She takes a blue lotus in her hand and she makes fun of Krishna. Lovingly scolds Krishna. When Radharani scolds Krishna, it is not the same as of male and females here. Scripture say, Priya yadi maan kari kare bharsan, ve stuti hoite hoye sei morman. When Swaminiji does tadat bharsan, scolds Krishna, you know how Krishna feels? Ve stuti hoite. He compared to the bliss of Krishna, which he feels from the glorification of Vedas, the bliss Krishna feels from being scolded is Radharani is uncomparable. So why is Radharani scolding? For her own pleasure? No. When we scold someone, it is for our own, but she is scolding Krishna for Krishna's pleasure. Krishna will get happiness by that. And we the Manjaris are standing there, confidential Manjaris, and laughing with our hand covering our mouth. This is a very confidential secret smile we are passing. Manjaris, they are trying to tell Krishna something through the smile of what he has disrupted. That is why Radharani is scolding him. Manjaris don't even smile for their own pleasure. How vishuddha that bhav is. Supremely pure bhav. Krishna is doing activity for pleasure of Radharani. Radharani is scolding Krishna for Krishna's pleasure. And the Manjaris are even giggling, laughing for pleasure of Yugal. This kind of seva, even the laughing, this expertise in seva, this type of seva, even the laughing is seva. This has to be learned from scriptures, from acharyas, the live acharyas. That in this way we have to render service. And then be firmly situated in that bhava. And then the stream of happiness through this relationship with Nityananda Brahma, Rasa Brahma, Tattva Shri Krishna, there will be no breakage in that. Otherwise, no matter how many japas, janmashmis, attend functions we do, we'll never be happy because relationship is not established and it is not, we are not serving in that relationship. Now, Radha Krishna are to be fanned with chamar. How is chamar to be done? How will Radha Krishna be pleased? We do chamar in such a way that fragrance of Radharani enters the nostrils of Shri Krishna, and on receiving that fragrance, Krishna becomes totally intoxicated. And when in this way, I make the fragrance enter Krishna's nostrils, and when I do darshan in this way, then I attain utmost happiness. This is the way of getting happiness. How chamar is to be done by Manjaris, us, we have to learn from the acharyas. We don't have to do chamar, this boy from Bihar, this lady from Germany, We don't have to know. Chaman has to be done in Braj Bhav. We have to learn how to give them pleasure, not give ourselves pleasure by anything. Huh? When we'll have our temple very soon, then we'll tell everyone the right teachings from the very beginning. Sakhis, you come. Manjaris, you come. German, French, Indian, you go out. You Sakhis, Manjaris, you come with the right bhav. Attain full benefit of Mangal Arati. Mangal Arati is not a ritual. Janmashtami is not a ritual. Our Abhishek and Janmashtami will be in the morning, as it is in Nitya Lila and Braj. When Abhishek takes place, what do we think? Are we doing Abhishek of Laddu Gopal? No! When we are doing Abhishek, whose Abhishek we are doing? The Abhishek of Transcendental Cupid. Akhil Rasamrit Sindhu. Nitya Kishore Shyam Sundar. I think this would be enough for you for today. And I certainly believe that I have given you a new direction. I have given you a new direction to your life. So without establishing a relationship, bhakti cannot be commenced. Not even be commenced. Do you understand this thing? So decide in which bhav do I want to do devotion. Then take diksha from the guru at that mood. And then further training will be done. Hare Krishna.